We're going to Kansas City. We're playing in their place. They're number one in the NFL in turnovers, in turnover ratio. That being said, we got some work to do in that area.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Steelers Live. Happy Tomlin Tuesday. I'm Missy Matthews with Bob Labriola and Craig Woofley. I asked you in the pre-video. I didn't want to try to shoot you twice.
That's okay. That's okay. I appreciate the little bouquet there. You just threw me a little flowers. That's all.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, the pressure. It's the playoffs. Wolf is studying.
I'm focused.
Yes.
Touch was focused. Very hyper yesterday, too. Have you already started looking at Kansas City?
I just came from watching film. Oh, baby, did I watch some film.
You guys are on it. I like it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm getting after it.
All right, Steelers getting ready to face the Kansas City Chiefs in the divisional round, heading to Arrowhead Stadium. Let's go over the injuries that Coach Tomlin outlined today during his press conference. Some of the in-game ones, probably the ones people are most interested in, of course, with Ben Roethlisberger. Coach said, just re-aggravated a previous foot injury. He should be good to go. Le'Veon Bell might get a vet's day off, if we could call it a vet's day off, on Wednesday due to some bumps and bruises. He had a pretty big game Sunday. That might be warranted, right?
Yeah, a little bit of a workload, I guess you could say.
Right. Sean Davis, as we knew after the game, dealing with a shoulder injury. Fitz Toussaint, though, reported to work yesterday, reported some concussion-like symptoms. He is in the protocol. And then the guys above there, Anthony Ciccolo, Robert Golden, and Ricardo Matthews, they were inactive, still trying to work back. Vince Williams was active, but still dealing with a shoulder injury. And, of course, Ladarius Green, another one in the concussion protocol. So we will be staying tuned and keeping a close eye on that practice report, Labs.
Yeah, and, you know, some of those names on the top, what Mike Tomlin mentioned about Kansas City, the Chiefs lead the NFL in turnover ratio, and I would imagine they're pretty high up in causing acid indigestion for special teams coaches all across the league with Tyreek Hill and Anthony Ciccolo, Robert Golden, and Vince Williams would all be pretty critical people in getting Mr. Hill's butt on the ground. And so that's going to be worth watching this whole week.
Absolutely. I mean, that Tyreek Hill is a nightmare in waiting. So you simply want to make sure you get Chick, you get Robert Golden, and you said Vince Williams, you get those bangers out there, guys that are going to cover, guys that are going to get down the field and get there quickly and squeeze to the ball. Make sure that you don't over-squeeze or under-squeeze, but you squeeze to the ball. Did I say it again? Squeeze to the ball. That's what's important there.
All right, Labs, I know you talked about it today in your Asked and Answered column. A lot of people upset. Was Ben Roethlisberger left in the game too long? AB and Le'Veon Bell were pulled by Coach Tomlin. And today, the play that Ben got hurt on, Coach Tomlin took responsibility for.
Now, I take responsibility for throwing it on third down. I got a little over-aggressive there. And it goes beyond taking responsibility. I made the call. So don't ask Todd about it on Thursday. I made the call, and I take responsibility for that.
You know, the only thing with this, but what I can't, I won't say I can't understand, but is difficult for me to know the answer to, is when is it okay? When is the game won? Now, when I was a little kid watching the NBA on TV and the Celtics were on, Red Auerbach would let everybody know when the game was over. He would light up a cigar on the sideline. But I mean, seriously, all the heat that Mike Tomlin is taking or has taken for leaving Ben in the game with 4.5 minutes left, imagine if they would lose a playoff game because he took him out. And I'm just telling you, I'm not an owner, but if I was pulling a player because the coach thought the game was won and then losing, that's a fireable offense. Having the quarterback get injured in a game, late in a game that you think you kind of maybe have in hand, that's unfortunate. Maybe you talk about it, but that's not fireable to me. So that's, I can't even imagine what would be reverberating through Steelers Nation if Mike Tomlin would pull Ben and Le'Veon in a game you're winning by 18, then it goes into overtime or something and you lose. I'm just happy that that's not the case.
And think about if you go up north, Green Bay. Green Bay was up 38 what? And
15.
Aaron Rodgers stayed into the final play.
So
why?
Did Russell Wilson.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. All right. So what the point is, and what I loved how Mike communicated that. Look, the important thing is this, guys. All right, I got the key man in the key position to communicate and recognize looks when you have a run pass option. I don't want to hand it off to anybody else. Right now, the guy in there, all he's got to do is hand off. All he's got to do is communicate what he sees and make sure there's no screw-ups, no missed handoffs, interceptions. Now, the best plans of mice and men, they sometimes go astray. Mike said, I got a little too aggressive. I had him throw. I've seen Mike on the sidelines. I watch how he is decisive, and he has those moments of time where he commits and says, hey, we're going to win the game. Win the game. I've seen him say that to Todd. I've seen him say that, stay aggressive, to Todd Haley. He says he made the call. Believe you me, he's large and in charge. He's got big enough shoulders that he made the call. It'll fall on him. He ain't worried about it.
You know, Wolf, and on that play, too, Marcus Gilbert got called for holding, and it seemed to me it was one of those where he might have felt his guy was getting away from him a little bit. What do you do in that circumstance?
You mug him. Oh, did I say that? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you said it out loud.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, that's what you got to do.
Right. You take care of business. You don't let anybody hit your quarterback at that point. And that's just some of the things that go on out there. But the point is, you've got the guy, Ben Roethlisberger. You want the ball in his hands, and you want him to be able to communicate what he's seen and get him in the right play and the right look versus the right look.
And Coach did say, it sounds like he's going to be okay. We'll get a chance to hear from Ben tomorrow, most likely before practice. But on Wednesday, Coach even explained during his press conference, Ben, I don't want to say he's limited, but he gets, you know, the veterans treatment, which at this point in the season is well-deserved. So I think we could temper the...
Yeah, and for the most part, that Veterans Day off Wednesday is for his right arm and shoulder, as opposed to any other body part, because the guy's been throwing a lot.
Sure.
So little foot day off too tomorrow. Why not?
Absolutely. Disguise it as a right arm and shoulder.
Yeah, right.
All right, we're going to take a break. You guys mentioned Tyreek Hill. We're going to talk a little bit about the Steelers special teams after this.